There will be no personal nor direct attacks on anyone. And I would ask that you please try to keep down the loud cheering and the clapping. There will be no booing and no unruly behavior. With that.
This is painful, and it will be for a long time.
Donald Trump, baby! That's right, this man knows what's up!
After all, these are a couple of high-stepping turkeys, and you know what to say about a high-stepper. No step too high for a high-stepper.
This is Midday Mobile with Sean Sullivan on FM Talk 106.5.
Well, Sean's a tough guy. I mean, I think everybody knows that. You know, Sean, he took some licks. He hangs in there.
Yeah, what's wrong with the beer we got? I mean, the beer we got drank pretty good, don't it?
Did you hear what I said?
So this is a brave council. I had no doubt about them.
That doesn't suck.
If you don't like it, too bad.
Last question. Were you high on drugs?
Last question. Kiss my...
All right, put your mittens on your kittens, and away we go. Here we go. It's Midday Mobile, hour number two on this Friday. Glad to have you here. Lots to do this hour. I want to introduce, probably he needs no introduction, but my friend Angelo at Mobile Bay Coins and Fine Jewelry. So if you don't know him, here he is. Hey, Angelo.
Hey, man, how you doing today?
I'm good. So much I want to talk about. First of all, I remind folks, too, if they don't catch it live, I'd rather them catch it live on Tuesday nights, Two Guys and Some Change. You got that podcast thing going, too, so people can go back and, like, binge listen.
Well, yeah, I mean, and a lot of times people listen to it live, and they enjoy it there, you know, driving home, whatever, and then they get home, and a couple days later, they have questions. So go to mobilebaycoins.com, click on that podcast button, Two Guys and Some Change, find that latest episode or an episode that's going to answer some questions for you, re-listen to it, and then, of course, if you've still got questions, you can always come down to the shop here in Midtown, and we'll answer those in person.
Yeah, you get the live podcast when you come in there, and you get to talk to Angelo and Ron and do it in person. First thing, question-wise, so we've been keeping up with this. Gosh, I don't – well, you and I have been keeping up for, like, ever, but gold and silver prices. What's this week – what's happened this week? Kind of what's the trend you're seeing?
Well, it's interesting in that gold and silver prices are sort of flat or down, depending on how you're looking at things, you know, how far back you're looking. But at the same time, those premiums, that price over spot to physically own gold and silver, those have been staying pretty steady. So right now, the silver price is a little over $26 per ounce, but the premiums are still a little high. Gold is down to the low 1700s, but again, those premiums sort of shot up to offset that. Now, all of that being said, it really means that if you're playing the electronic markets with gold and silver, you're going to be paying one price. If you want to physically own gold and silver and have it in your possession, you're going to pay a little bit more, but it's going to be a real product that you own, that you're carrying home in your pocket or in your backpack.
We talked about this in the past, back maybe like during the Wall Street Bets, not that it's gone, but during one of the big weeks of news for that, that when people right. buy electronic precious metals, you can't demand them that day, right? And there could almost be, in essence, a run on these electronic certificates that supposedly represent precious metal.
Well, you can demand them, but they have the choice to do what they want. So, and they have a pretty good amount of time to do it in. If I remember right, it's like 6 weeks. It's a period of time where they can either try to get the silver to deliver on that contract, or if they sort of give up and say, ain't happening, they can just cut you a check and mail that out to you. So here you are hedging with gold and silver because you're worried about the dollar. You're worried about buying power in the dollar, and they cut you a check. Not really the best thing. That it doesn't work that way. You know, that's not what you're trying for. You want the metal. So if you want to guarantee that you've got metal in your portfolio, then you've got to come by and check it out and pick it up in person.
All right. Let's talk about another part. Well, you got plenty of precious metals that you buy and sell and trade like that. And also people buy those in collectible forms, be they coins or different collectibles. What about that? I mean, then you get to own silver or gold, but I think silver, because that's the world you've had me in. And it's been good because I didn't have the have the action to get into gold back then. So in the silver world, collectible wise, you still retain, I guess, the value of that silver, just like you would with an ingot of silver, but you get extra value from collectability, or how do you term that?
Sometimes that can be significant more value from the collectibility. So just to put it, you know, in it, for example, you know, a silver dollar is basically about 3/4 of an ounce of silver. So it's around $20-$21 in silver value. But yet you buy, let's just say, one of the Carson City GSA silver dollars, and Yes, I can show those to you in the shop. Hard to describe over the phone. But those have been running about $250.
Ooh.
Doesn't really equate much to that $20 silver price, but they've been a long-term stable price point. So that's something that just sort of, it's parked. So let's just say, you know, you're into gold and silver, you're watching it run up, and you pick that sweet spot, and you sell all your gold and silver and cash out, but you want to do something with that cash, then you can look at some of those collectible higher-end stable coins, and you can put your money into those until the precious metal markets drop back down again. Then you can sell those and buy back in.
See, this is how you get the education. In person, you go see Angelo, Ron, Nancy, the whole crew. How do they find you?
Yeah, we're in Midtown, 2204 Government Street. Of course, online, mobilebaycoins.com. And if you want to see what's going on almost real time, check out Facebook and Instagram, where you can see the new stuff as it comes out and even some of those unboxing videos as we get gold and silver in stock.
Thanks, Angelo.
Have a good one, Sean.
You too. Angelo checking in from Mobile Bay Coins and Fine Jewelry. Right. By the way, too, a debut doesn't seem right. We are going to test. What is it? Beta. We're going to beta test a possible new feature on this show coming up this hour. So be ready. It's going to be we'll see. We'll see. It may end up being a big success. It may get me put on suspension for a while. I don't know. We'll find out. All right. This, I guess, the newest story to a story that has been going on, well, I would argue since the campaign of then-candidate, now President Joe Biden, the border situation. And this is the update here. From Fox News, Marissa Schultz files this just this hour. House Speaker Nancy Pelosi expressed confidence in President Biden's hand... expressed confidence in President Biden's handling of the surge of migrants at the southern border, saying he's got it under control. Pelosi said Biden is approaching the migrants, especially the unaccompanied minors, in a more humane way than former President Donald Trump, and the transition will take some time. So everything's fine, Pelosi said. Why am I picturing, remember Baghdad Bob? Remember Baghdad Bob? He'd get up there and say, oh, the Americans aren't even close here to Baghdad. Remember, oh, we will defeat the Americans. The power of Saddam and his force. Remember Baghdad Bob? Hey, get more on the story when we come back.
This local news update is brought to you by the Guaranteed Title Company, LLC, in Mobile and Daphne. When you're negotiating the final contract, ask for the Guaranteed Title Company. They guarantee title. That's what they do.
WKRG News 5, I'm Devin Walsh. Yellow flags have replaced red flags at local beaches, so use caution if you head to the water this weekend. Today marks 1 year since the first coronavirus case was reported in Mobile County. Last year on March 19th, the Mobile County Health Department confirmed a child had tested positive for COVID-19. Since then, more than 510,000 cases have been reported in Alabama. The city of Mobile says Broad Street will be closed to traffic between Spring Hill Avenue and Government Street through the end of the summer. The closure began yesterday. The city says all businesses located on Broad Street, Dauphin Street, and Old Shell will be open and have access. Coca-Cola Bottling Company will invest $48 million in its Tillman's Corner campus, expanding its existing warehouse by 120,000 square feet. Once the project is complete, the company expects an increase in jobs at the facility, which serves as a distribution hub for the Gulf Coast. Devin Walsh, WKRG News 5. Local coverage you can count on.
This is Paul Lewis, General Manager of Roy Lewis Construction. In 1984, our founding principles were to provide a quality product, build quality relationships, and invest in our employees and community. That's who we are today. We specialize in remodeling and new construction in commercial and industrial applications, restaurants, professional offices, churches, and retail. Your success as a client is our mission, building legacies one relationship at a time. Find us online at roylewisconstruction.com.
Licensed in Alabama, Florida, and Mississippi.
They say the chances of toxic coal ash spilling into our river system are slim. That's exactly what they said before it broke through an earthen dam and spilled into a Tennessee river, destroying communities, costing billions in cleanup costs, and irreparably harming the environment. Yet today, Alabama Power's online coal ash pit at Plant Berry sits along the Mobile River's edge, holding more than 21 million tons of toxic coal ash. That's 20 times the volume of the BP oil. oil disaster. It's time for Alabama Power to do the right thing and prevent a similar disaster by moving the toxic coal ash to a modern line landfill away from our rivers. It's time to speak up. Please join us March 30th at 6 p.m. at the Hampton Inn in Saraland to make your voice heard during the public hearing. It could mean the difference in saving our economy, our community, and our way of life. Pre-registration is recommended. Learn more at mobilebaykeeper.org/moveyourash.
Sticks River Shooting Center is now accepting new memberships for 2021. Try your skills at the rifle and pistol ranges, skeet field, trap field, and clay shooting. Sticks River Shooting Center has everything you need for shooting, including rifles, shotguns, pistols, revolvers, ammo, targets, scopes, gun cases, range bags, and reloading supplies. Sticks River Shooting Center, located off Interstate 10, exit 53 Wilcox Road. Open Wednesday through Sunday, 8 a.m. to 5 p.m. Come get your aim on.
Hey, 106.5, Larry Skoda, owner of L&S Air Conditioning, a Christian-based company for over 40 years. Tired of your air conditioning company trying to sell you something you don't need? We can help, and estimates are free. Do you have a system that doesn't heat or cool, mold on the grills and boxes, or a lot of dust? We also do duct cleaning. Give us a call, 865-5174. We're proud to be a Bryant-authorized dealer, and a Bryant dealer since 1984. And Bryant's motto is the same as ours, whatever it takes. Regular customers never pay overtime, and service contracts start at $129. L&S Air Conditioning, an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau and our customers. Google L&S Air Conditioning or call 865-5174. And remember, keep Christ in your life. License number 83104.
This is Midday Mobile with Sean Sullivan on FM Talk 106.5.
I'll tell you about my buddy Trey with 1-800-GOT-JUNK. So, had him the other day clean up the mess that my brother-in-law and I had made at Dolphin Island, cleaning out my in-law's place. We cleaned up a bunch of stuff after Sally and Zeta, right? But we didn't get it all hauled off. And it's, well, it needed to go. And so did a bunch of other stuff. The children are in school right now, so we're okay. So did some of the pool floats that don't fit them anymore. They went away. Mr. Turtle went away. The banana went away.
Poor Mr. Turtle and poor banana.
Yeah, they went away. But listen, Trey does his job with 1-800-GOT-JUNK all over Mobile County and parts of Baldwin County. If you've got junk you need gone, it could be Mr. Turtle. Or the banana, or it could be something big your kids had, like, say your youngest child's in their 30s and you still have the swing set and the playhouse in the backyard. Let it go. Let the grass grow. Use that. Get some more space in your backyard. Trey and his crew haul stuff like that away. Go to your storage unit, clean it out. It could be your office, a house you're getting ready to sell. If you've got junk and you need it gone, you need 1-800-GOT-JUNK. And Trey, a friend of mine, has been doing this 13 years here and doing a great job. You see his trucks all around? Well, get him to come to your house or your location soon. Easy to make an appointment. You call 1-800-GOT-JUNK or pick up the keyboard or the phone and go online to 1-800-GOT-JUNK.com. They'll make an appointment. They'll find a day that works for you, a window of time that works for you, and they set an appointment. It's refreshing. They show up then. They quote you a price. If you say yes, they get to work and get it done right then. It's 1-800-GOT-JUNK online at 1-800-GOT-JUNK.com. And my man Dalton in the studio. Hey, man.
Hey, thanks for having me.
Hey, it's like we've done this before.
Long trip I made over here.
Yeah, coming in from the other room into the studio here. So I mentioned as we went to break, so Nancy Pelosi has now expressed confidence in President Biden's handling of the surge of migrants at the southern border, saying he's got it under control. And I get a vibe. I get a Baghdad Bob vibe, which, by the way, let me add this into Supermom just texting here. Westbound Bayway, y'all, that's going towards Mobile. That's what Westbound Bayway, slow going into the tunnel, real slow.
Ah, fun.
They do that all the time. They'd be, oh, my gosh, we're going underwater. Oh, no. But that's so if you're heading to Mobile, slow going I'm sure that's going to be, the Wallace Tunnel. So Nancy Pelosi says she has confidence. And remember Baghdad Bob? It'd be like back in the days, think about a friend of mine right now might be listening. He was dug in a foxhole and he could see the house lights in Baghdad. That's how close they were.
Really?
Right? He could see what was going on, people coming in and out of Baghdad. At that same time, Baghdad, Bob was saying, we have got the Americans defeated and they're running. And so that's kind of what I feel like Pelosi's doing right now. I mean, there's the facts of the surge at the border.
Mm-hmm.
And it's under control. Yeah. Nothing to see here.
And, you know, they've been refusing to call it a crisis until yesterday. Did you see Jen Psaki accidentally?
Psaki.
Okay. Accidentally called it a crisis and then walked it back.
Yes.
She had
circled
it
back.
Around.
She circled back on that.
She circled back quickly on that one, on that mistake. And the New York Times, I don't know if you saw this article. It was yesterday or the day before. Breaking news. The Biden administration is quietly pressing Mexico to curb migrants coming to the U.S., and that's according to Mexican officials. And the New York Times added this bit of, even in their tweets for breaking news, they have to kind of editorialize.
Mm-hmm.
They said, a move echoing Trump-era policies. So that'll show you that
Trump-era policies in Joe Biden's America?
Yeah. Can you believe it?
I mean, you've got, Asians getting murdered and harassed in Joe Biden's America. You have
Antifa riots
in Joe Biden's America.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, just checking.
Yeah, and you know it was Mexican officials that told the Times this, but it's interesting too. Quietly pressing Mexico to curb migrants.
So we gotta. Can you make them turn? Because I can't enforce the laws of our nation.
Mm-hmm.
So can you let them not get to the border so I don't have to not enforce the laws of our nation? Am I getting – I'm just a simple guy. I don't know much.
Sounds right, because if he's vocal about asking Mexico to turn
around. The same net result, if that's true, that he's asking to have happen, having illegals not come into the country.
Mm-hmm.
But he's doing it in a nice way.
Right.
Do you know the you know how the Mexican military deals with folks down there? Do you have it?
Well, are you talking about
details? Remember the story I told you about my family and what happened with the business down there on the border, and when the Mexican Marines found the guys that did it? And
yeah. Well, are you talking about the actual Mexican military or the people that are running Mexico, the gangs that have
their
own military?
Well, there's both, and they're at war. I mean, you've got that. I mean, and it's incredibly violent.
Yeah.
And I mean, and the Mexican military has to do that too. They have to ramp up because the cartels. You know, they're not JV.
No.
They're playing pro ball.
Yeah.
So the Mexican military has to play pro ball. But how they may turn people away versus... So, wait a second. So if there is a story where the Mexican military does what Joe Biden's asking and roughs up people that are coming to the border...
If someone gets hurt.
Then, to me, that's Joe Biden's doing, President Biden's doing.
Yeah,
If you're going to follow the same rules, that's it. If you're going to follow the same rules.
Yeah, and, you know, same thing with foreign policy. Dan and I were talking about that this morning, and so many people were talking about this heading into the election. The problem that people had, well, they had a lot of problems with Trump, but one of the main things seemed to be they didn't like how he acted, and because mm-hmm. he really, in my mind, showed you more what presidents do on a day-to-day basis than any president before mm-hmm. him. And he might have done things differently, but you knew what his plan was because he told you
sometimes,
what the plan
was. But to be fair, sometimes that plan changed and then changed again.
Right.
Okay.
But we saw he talked.
I don't derail anything. I know.
He talked to North Korea and Russia with a bit of a kinder, you know, they were mad at Trump for opening his arms mm-hmm. to North Korea and Russia in some ways. And there were three stories yesterday. Biden and the defense secretary said he told North Korea we're ready to fight tonight
mm-hmm.
if we have to. Biden's in a war of words with Putin,
right.
saying he looked into the eyes of a killer, and then Putin's challenging him to a live debate. And then you got
have a rap battle. But.
Yeah, rap battle. That'd be awesome. And then you got this thing, the meeting in Alaska between mm-hmm. us and the Chinese officials, and they were just dogging each other out mm-hmm. yesterday. So it seems like the old America's back. We're back
right,
to
those of you that love that. It's
fighting
back.
Everybody.
It's once again, the North Korea thing was very interesting. People say, oh, he's playing nice with them. If he would have done anything to acquiesce and give up any leverage, then that'd be a different story. But if we've tried, and believe you, there's nothing about North Korea that I like. You know, the people, I'm sure, the human beings there are fine if they were given a chance to be free. But the idea that we've done it this way over and over and over through Democrat and Republican administrations. We did it that way, and nothing changed.
Right.
Nothing changed. What's the risk as long as you don't give up tactical advantage? You want to try it another way? Try it another way.
Yeah.
I mean,
I think it was worth the shot, but,
yeah,
you know.
But now we're back to.
Yeah, so critical of everything Trump. So
although, listen, and I agree. I agree with what Biden's saying about Putin. I agree with President Biden. I'm no fan. If you don't think he has blood on his hands, those things are. But in realpolitik and trying to, you know, keep peace and further American interests, is that the best thing to do? I don't know. Maybe he'll be shown to be spot on.
Yeah, I don't know the answer either.
I'm no fan of Putin.
And I know there's a lot of people that hate whataboutism. And in a lot of instances, I'm the same way. But I think if you don't point out how the national media treats the people they like differently than the people they don't like, then nothing will ever change. And I don't think anything will change anyway. But I don't know if you saw the video of Biden falling up the stairs earlier. And
yes.
Will that become a big deal? I don't know if it will or not, because.
But what if
everything Trump did, walking downstairs, walking upstairs. Remember how much time was spent talking about him being out of breath after having COVID?
Yes.
Will the same thing happen? Will the New York Times, Washington Post, CNN, will they spend as much time talking about Biden falling up the stairs to Air Force One?
Is there somewhere I can bet on that?
I'm sure
my
there
bet
is.
Would be not somewhere. Here in Alabama, of course, but it'd be. No.
I don't think they will either.
No.
No. I don't think they'll spend any time on it, actually.
But the question, maybe they'll turn around and say, see, his frailties aren't mental, they're physical.
Yeah.
So there we are. All right. So we've got the border crisis is fine because Speaker Pelosi says it's under control.
Mm-hmm.
Even though you say the back channels are that the Biden administration is going to Mexico and like, hey, can y'all turn them away for us?
Turn them away so we don't
so we cannot enforce our law?
Right.
I mean, have I missed something?
No.
Liberals out there, let me know. Have I missed something? Because if we're doing that to the same net effect, but so it's just kabuki theater to be able to say then we're not going to enforce the laws of our republic.
Okay. It's all just right. About the optics. Just about the optics. And you know, Republicans and Democrats play the game, too. But did you see in the House the other day, the Republicans tried to pass a bill that would enforce COVID testing at the border?
Mm-hmm.
Even though I've heard that they're doing it, I've also heard other people say they're not testing at the border. But if you think one side would be more likely to want testing to happen.
How about we follow the science?
Follow the science. So the Democrats in the House put.
They voted against testing people crossing the border.
Right. Because they didn't want, I'm sure, to look in any way like they were. Against any kind of immigration. So the Republicans put him in a tight spot. Mm-hmm. They said, how about this bill? Everyone should agree with this, that the immigrants coming across the border should get tested before we let them into America. And the Democrats have dug their hole in such a way that they wouldn't even vote for that.
Okay. That's where we are. Means that's going on both sides instead of getting work done.
Instead of getting work done.
By the way, let me point out as we go to the news here, our buddy Jace reminded me. So famously on Saturday Night Live, back when I was a kid, it was in the 70s, you had Chevy Chase doing Gerald Ford, who was clumsy. And that was his whole, it was the stunt gag, the falling down gag and all that. Do you think this weekend on SNL, we're going to take a little friendly midday mobile wager around here that they will do that? They will have maybe if they said, hey, we could do this and use it as a red herring to get people off our case, they'll have somebody as Biden falling down on SNL. What do y'all think?
I think they'll do it.
Okay. Just to be difficult, I'll say no.
That they won't?
What do y'all think? Hit it up on the text line. We come back. We're beta testing a new thing here on Midday Mobile. We'll see how it works. We'll need your input as well.
USA Radio News with Wendy King.
President Biden and Vice President Harris are in Atlanta to promote the American Rescue Act and speak with Asian community leaders after 8 people were shot to death there. They're also visiting the CDC, where coronavirus guidelines for opening schools are being revised. Tensions were high at the first face-to-face meeting between Biden administration officials and Chinese representatives. Secretary of State Anthony Blinken said China's behavior threatens global stability.
The United States' relationship with China will be competitive where it should be, collaborative where it can be, adversarial where it must be.
Blinken's Chinese counterpart shot back, saying U.S. democracy is struggling and black Americans are being slaughtered. The State Department says private discussions that followed were substantive and serious. This is USA Radio News.
If there's a sudden disaster and you can't get to the grocery store, or they're all out of food, what would you do? You'll wish you had emergency food to get you through the crisis. And that's why we're here. We're MyPatriotSupply.com, America's leading source of emergency food. Our food lasts for up to 25 years, and millions of families trust us for their disaster survival. Won't you join us? Unlike other food companies, we don't skimp on calories. Our meals give you more than 2,000 calories per day. Why? Because that's what you need to survive any challenging crisis. And right now, you can save $200 on our popular 3-month emergency food kit. Just go to MyPatriotSupply.com and place your order. We ship fast, 2 to 3 days max, and your food arrives discreetly right to your door. So order today and save $200 at MyPatriotSupply.com. That's MyPatriotSupply.com.
Dr. Bill's forecast is brought to you by Mobile Roofing. If you have roof damage to your home or business, don't wait. Call Mobile Roofing today, 251-888-0301. They're local. It's in their name. Mobile Roofing.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority, and Dr. Bill Williams.
Well, expect partly cloudy skies this afternoon. Temperatures will be in the lower 60s. Tonight, mostly cloudy, lows in the upper 40s. And then tomorrow, mostly cloudy, with high temperatures in the mid-60s. This is meteorologist Dr. Bill Williams for FM Talk 106.5.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority.
This Bill Finch Garden Tip is brought to you by Robertsdale Power Equipment. Your full-line sales and service dealer for all lawn and garden brands, Robertsdale Power Equipment, Highway 59 South, right at the split by the Catholic Church.
So you just ordered a bunch of seeds, and you got all these wonderful tomato seeds, and you're ready to plant them. What should you do? Don't plant them. Wait till next year. It's too late. You know, it's one of the interesting things is that you've got to start your tomatoes very early here. And we're talking about getting transplants, that is 16, 18-inch tall plants, in the ground by March 5th, March 6th, March 10th. It's too late to start from seeds. Save those seeds for this fall. Save them for next year. And now you'll know to start earlier. Too late for tomato seeds.
Do you feel like the yard work just never ends? Husqvarna's robotic 450X auto mower gives you a better-looking lawn with less effort. The Husqvarna auto mower maneuvers around your lawn without supervision, even over tricky terrain and around obstacles, and it knows when it needs power and directs itself back to the charging station. With convenient control options, the Husqvarna auto mower allows you to set it and forget it, even from your smartphone. The smartphone safety and anti-theft features alert you if the Husqvarna auto mower is ever compromised or taken out outside the designated perimeter. It also sends a GPS tracking signal in cases of theft. Thanks to Husqvarna, you can have a worry-free, great-looking lawn and more time for activities you really enjoy. Visit Robertsdale Power Equipment today to see how they can help you with all your lawn and garden needs. Highway 59 in Robertsdale, right at the split by the Catholic Church. And visit online at robertsdalepower.com. Husqvarna, ready when you are.
Bring a little nature indoors to your office. Plants improve productivity and attendance by making a more pleasant working atmosphere, and they actually help filter the air. Carpets, drapes, new paint, and all kinds of furnishings can contain harmful chemicals that can cause headaches, burning eyes, and sinus problems. Nature Indoors will help you solve those problems by bringing a little nature indoors. Beautiful plants and a well-trained professional staff. Call Nature Indoors, 649-7733. Bring a little nature indoors to your office. 649-7733.
This is Midday Mobile with Sean Sullivan on FM Talk 106.5.
All right. Welcome back. This Midday Mobile thing we do. It's a Friday. That's good. And my friend Dalton stepped in across the soundproof barrier wall into the studio. He's already spent countless hours in today, so I appreciate that.
It was a long trek.
I appreciate
anything for you, Sean.
Thank you. Because I couldn't do this without you. I mean, literally and figuratively. And we're beta testing a new idea. This is one of these things that I just come up with when I'm in the shower, riding down the road, walking down the hallway. I was like, you know what? Well, it came to the fact that I'd be doing what we call show prep. So, you know, we read all these stories. We do all this stuff to try to see what's news stories and figure out what we're going to do, whether it be Mobile Mornings or on Jeff's show or here on Midday Mobile. And when I go to AL.com, like reading a story from my man John Sharp or something, on the side column there, it pops up with the advice column, right?
Yeah.
So it's Dear Annie on AL.com. Mm-hmm. It's the advice column. And I had to see it. By the way, this way advertising works, repetitive. So it'd been in the side column so long that about 2 weeks ago, I finally clicked on it. Mm-hmm. I was like, I can see what this is
they
about.
They finally got you.
Yeah, it took months, but I clicked on it. So, and I saw, oh, this is their advice column. Mm-hmm. So we thought maybe that's something we haven't done around here as an advice column thing. So my idea is to wedge in between Annie, the advice column person for AL.com, mm-hmm. and the person asking the question.
So you're going to answer?
I'm going to answer their question for Annie, and then we'll let Annie answer the question.
I'm sure you've come up with some great name for this.
I haven't yet. I did this. I got this ready. So it's a debuting feature here on Midday Mobile. No? Okay. I'll try it again. It is a debuting feature here on Midday Mobile. How about we just call it Dear Shawnee?
Dear Shawnee.
It's Dear Annie, Dear Shawnee.
Okay, I like it.
So I told you about it. You have gone and picked out some of these
questions. Yeah, I read the last 4 years of the Dear Abby columns. And I'm a changed man, honestly.
And so Dalton has picked these out. I generally told him where to go. I want to see the Dear Annie questions, but he has picked these out. So you're going to ask me the question, and I'm going to, off the top of my head, give you the advice here. Or maybe, I mean, some of these I might have read, but I don't know.
Okay.
Roll with this.
All right. Let's hear some advice for this first person. Dear Shawnee.
Okay.
My acupuncturist and staff are all bilingual, speaking both English and Spanish. Almost always while I'm sitting in the waiting room.
Wait a second. First, Latino acupuncturist?
That's what they say.
All right.
Well, we don't know what the actual race or anything. We just know that the acupuncturist is bilingual. So they could be
Russian-born. Okay, I thought they said, okay. They're just bilingual.
They are bilingual. They know both English and Spanish.
Okay.
And this person who writes in for advice from Sean says, almost always while I'm sitting in the waiting room, the staff will converse with one another in Spanish, like they're the only ones in the room. Once a patient came in and the receptionist did not recognize the person, asked the patient her name in English, and then once the receptionist realized that she knew the patient and the patient spoke Spanish, the remainder of the conversation was in Spanish, despite the fact that both women spoke clear English.
Oh, Dios mío.
Oh, and another time, one of the staff pointed to something on the receptionist's computer screen and spoke in Spanish to the receptionist. So you see here, it's almost like an inside conversation happening there with the staff while this person's out in the waiting room. They said, in addition, if any of the staff needs to speak with the doctor during my treatment, Spanish is spoken. I feel like the only time the staff should speak Spanish is when a patient doesn't speak or understand English. What do you think about this? Signed, don't understand, in Florida.
Yo no sé, in Florida, okay, that writes this in.
Mm-hmm.
So this person's bothered. They run the company or they're...
The acupuncturist, I imagine it's their office, okay. So they're probably in charge, and they are, according to this woman, part of the bilingual problem.
Okay. I would say, first thing that comes to mind, fire everybody.
Fire them all.
Fire everybody on staff, and get you some American speakers.
Okay.
Second piece of advice.
Second.
As somebody who speaks two languages.
Yes.
Right?
Si.
Yo hablo español. I listen because, you know, you would think, all right, well, they would look at some pickup truck driving guy like me, figure I wouldn't have grown up speaking Spanish.
Yeah.
So people would talk about me. Never in my life have I heard somebody speaking Spanish that they're saying a thing about me. I want it to be that way.
Yeah.
You know, your ego wants it. Ah, they're talking about me.
Mm-hmm.
I think this person has a big ego and thinks everything's about them. because I know. I've listened to the past and thought, well, they don't know I speak Spanish, so they're going to talk. They have never been speaking about me.
Never. Not once.
Continuing a conversation they were already having, yes. Speaking about me. No, other than, you know, like saying, oh, this person's here or something like that. But no. So, and also, if you're bothered by, how about the idea of just saying, hey, when I'm around, why don't you speak English?
Mm-hmm. Interesting.
But if he or she, whoever has this, thinks that the people are speaking about them in Spanish all the time, they're wrong. They got a big ego. And short of firing everybody, they need to chill out.
I love it.
All right,
that's a great answer.
That's Dear Shawnee. So that compares to what did Annie have to say?
So Annie said, what I think is that you should address your concerns to the person whose acupuncture practice it is. Explain that it makes you feel uncomfortable and isolated.
Uncomfortable.
When his or her employees do this in front of you. And if you're not satisfied with the response you receive,
fire.
Change acupuncturists.
Yeah, but I thought it was the owner of the acupuncture place. It's the customer.
It's the customer that has the
problem. My God in heaven, then just go somewhere else.
Yeah. Sorry, I must have not explained that well. This is the customer that had the problem.
Or do what people do when they go. I see this when people go into, you know, somewhere that has people speaking Spanish when they go in there. And they're going to not even give them a chance to just speak in English. Let me tell you something. Somebody who doesn't speak English, if you speak. Say they're a Spanish speaker. That's the only one that I could speak for. If you talk louder and put O's on the end of stuff, mm-hmm. it doesn't help them understand.
You mean they're not deaf?
Mio, wanto, thingo. Shut up. Go find another acupuncturist.
I love it.
So there was number one.
Are you ready to give some more advice?
Yes, I'm in a giving mood.
All right. Dear Shawnee, I attend a small church where the congregation does not exceed 12 members. I think we have some churches like that a little north of us here. They say, so on any given Sunday, there are at least 9 of us in attendance, including the pastor and first lady. We follow the government recommended COVID-19 social. Okay, everyone has to
collection
that
has
now.
To be horrible there when you pass the plate. I mean, it's got to be like, we got $1.76 this week, y'all. Thanks.
And you know who's paying big bucks and who isn't.
Oh yes,
when there's only 9 of you in there.
By exactly. The time the plate gets you, you know exactly.
Talk about peer pressure. This person continues. I'm hearing impaired and wear a digital hearing aid. There's an older member who beats a tambourine at the drop of a hat during worship service.
But not like he's not with the band. He just has the tambourine on him.
I don't know if it's a BYOT situation here, if they brought their own, or okay, if they okay. pick it up in the back. Since I'm not impaired, hearing impaired by volume, but by tone, the tambourine sounds more pronounced to the point that it gives me a headache or makes me dizzy. Should I speak with the pastor so he can instruct her to tone it down, or should I go elsewhere? I can't seem to enjoy the service like this, especially when it's already hard to hear a person speaking or praying while they are masked. She beats it during prayers, too. I really believe the tambourine lady knows this annoys me. Signed, dizzy and annoyed church member. So, Sean, what advice would you give this member of this church who's hearing impaired and apparently a member of the congregation just beats a tambourine until she annoys her?
You know, you've got to question this, and I'm not going to get into... You know, the beauty of our republic is you worship how you want. But if you're at a church,
uh-huh.
okay, that the tambourine is active during prayers,
yeah.
maybe it's time to find a new church.
Mm-hmm.
I know I come from, you know, some fairly austere and very collected and quiet sort of religion. But if you can go to I've gone to like Protestant churches with people and things are hip and you know they got the band. I like it.
Yeah.
I love it. A lot of great preachers I've listened to, and they had the band, but they don't do that during the prayer.
They're not tambourining during the prayer.
I would excommunicate tambourine girl.
Ooh, okay.
I would excommunicate. Or is this a man or a woman? Did it say?
They did not say no.
But I'm guessing at their age, if they are a man. You know you have the ability to selectively not hear certain tones.
Mm-hmm.
Be with hearing damage that I have. God didn't make me this way. Shotguns and loud rock and roll music made me this way. I can't hear certain tones.
Yeah, probably the headphones you wear every day.
Maybe that and the ones I didn't wear back in the day shooting, if I ever had a gun or shot.
Yeah.
I would say... Either go to your person who your audiologist and take out the frequencies of the tambourine,
mm-hmm.
Or Bose makes some noise-canceling headphones, you know, that the sound coming in, it plays it back against it and mutes it.
Yeah.
I would do that, or I would find a new place. I mean, there's nine of y'all, and there's a woman playing tambourine during the prayers. I think you got to find a new church.
Yeah, it sounds to me like both of your answers kind of boil down to just leave. Just go somewhere else.
So that's what Annie said?
No, Annie says... Here was Annie's answer about the tambourine. She said, and I let me see if I can find it here.
I'm sure she said something kind,
You should tell your pastor how the tambourine is giving you migraines and making you dizzy. He probably has no idea that the tone is so pronounced for you, and it might be having the same effect on others. As humans, we often write narratives in our mind that other people are engaging in behaviors to specifically bother us. Try to not put that onto the member who's beating the tambourine.
Nah, I think new church.
Yeah, I agree with you.
All right, so we're working on this. We'll bring this back next week.
I think we have some good ones.
Shawnee,
next
if
week.
You've got specific ones you see out there where somebody's asked for advice in one of these columns, you can send them to me at Sean, S-E-A-N, at FMTalk1065.com or
Dalton, D-A-L-T-O-N, at FMTalk1065.com.
All right, and I'll be right back.
WKRG News 5, I'm Devin Walsh. Yellow flags have replaced red flags at local beaches, so use caution if you head to the water this weekend. Today marks 1 year since the first coronavirus case was reported in Mobile County. Last year on March 19th, the Mobile County Health Department confirmed a child had tested positive for COVID-19. Since then, more than 510,000 cases have been reported in Alabama. The city of Mobile says Broad Street will be closed to traffic between Spring Hill Avenue and Government Street through the end of the summer. The closure began yesterday. The city says all businesses located on Broad Street, Dauphin Street, and Old Shell will be open and have access. Coca-Cola Bottling Company will invest $48 million in its Tillman's Corner campus, expanding its existing warehouse by 120,000 square feet. Once the project is complete, the company expects an increase in jobs at the facility, which serves as a distribution hub for the Gulf Coast. Devin Walsh, WKRG News 5. Local coverage you can count on.
This tax tip is brought to you by Byers, Byers & Associates in Daphne. CPAs making sure you're up to date and receiving the deductions and credits you're eligible for. Every year, it's a sure bet that there will be changes to current tax law, and this year is no different. When filing taxes this year, here are some key items for individuals to consider. Identity protection pins are available to all taxpayers, not just those who've been victims of identity theft. You may qualify for a tax credit if you did not receive an economic impact payment in 2020. In 2021, a number of tax provisions are affected by inflation adjustments, including health savings accounts, retirement contribution limits, and the foreign earned income exclusion. Standard deductions also rise. At Byers, Byers & Associates, we know that you don't have the time to be the tax expert. That's our job. So when it's time to file, you know who to dial. Call Byers, Byers & Associates today. Visit ByersCPA.com. That's BYERSCPA.com.
This is Midday Mobile with Sean Sullivan on FM Talk 106.5.
Hey, welcome back to Midday Mobile and joined by another part of the team, another part of the family at Taylor Martino and somebody that I haven't gotten a chance to meet till today, Amanda Summerlin joining me. Thanks for being here.
Thanks, Sean, for having me.
Hey, it's good to get you in here. I've, you know, gotten to know a lot of your coworkers, pretty much all the coworkers at Taylor Martino and the family there. So it's good to meet you as well. We're talking before we went on the air, and you mentioned mass torch being your specialty. I'm going to just plead ignorance on this. What is a mass tort?
Sure, Sean. So a mass tort is different than a class action. Okay. So with a mass tort, each individual claim will be filed and evaluated, but we share the same judge and the same venue because we've got common issues. So we all want the benefits of knowing the corporate history of the defendants that we're suing. And also we want to have the science and share that and keep our issues, although they are specific as far as the individual. But we want to have the benefit of keeping the litigation issues that are similar in the same place. So we have a mass tort action going on here, several of them with our clients in Mobile.
Yeah, I want to talk about this. Your work as an attorney and kind of educate us. We'll go back for a second because you said mass torts are different than class action. So class action is a term that we hear people just use that term. Oh, it's a class action suit. The difference, you said, give, what does class action do? And then you kind of laid out what mass tort is. So educate us.
Sure. So with a class action, it's really where a group of people all go in together on one claim at the same time. And so if when you have resolution with class action, you divide it out, whatever the settlement is.
We've all gotten that check for $5.17 from something in our car or something
like that.
That's
right. That's
action.
Right, Sean. That's exactly what it is. And so this is different because everybody's exposure is different. Everybody's experience is different. And also, of course, medical history. So we have a benefit there in that we evaluate each claim, but we also can share some of the knowledge of the science and corporation.
Thank you for the education so we can you know the difference between them. So in this mass tort, and this is one that maybe people have heard discussed before, this is, if I get it right, hernia mesh?
That's right. That's right.
Okay. First of all, what's hernia mesh?
So hernia mesh is, it is actually a piece of mesh manufactured that is used to put over a hernia in an effort to repair that hernia.
Like a patch of sorts or something.
Exactly. Okay. Exactly. It can be square. It can be oval. Some of them look like a badminton, like a little net. Piece. So there's different manufacturers involved in mesh. So
okay, it's not okay. That's when. So there's not just they're the hernia mesh company. There's more than one that makes it.
That's right. There's about four main manufacturers. There's two or three others there that we also look at, and each of those big companies also makes their own specific products. So it's a pretty detailed process when you look at the different meshes out there on the market.
So it sounds like this is. I want to talk about numbers. Affects a lot of people. You've got four companies making this stuff that's inside a lot of people. What's gone wrong with this? What is the problem here with this mesh?
So for mesh, there are some of them that are made of polypropylene. And for that, it's not something that is always accepted in the human body. But some of the meshes will migrate. They'll deteriorate. They'll attach to organs. They'll also cause obstructions, chronic pain. But the problem with the mesh is that some of these materials that are part of it are not to be used in the human body.
The polypropylene, like Long John's stuff, that that stuff is
similar.
So that's, they make the patch out of that. Now I'm picturing this. So it goes inside the person, they sew them up, and then these things happen that you're talking about.
That's right. That's right.
And so how long have they been doing this? Is this a recent occurrence? Has this been going on for a long time that they use these patches?
Yeah, it's actually been going on there for a number of years. I know at least back to the 80s. Some back then, you know, were made of different materials than now. But there's just certain ones really that we focused on that we've developed through working with our experts and research that we've linked up to these issues that people have been having and that it's a harmful product that shouldn't be used.
If you're just joining us, talking to a mass tort specialist and educator on this, what a mass tort is, Amanda Summerlin from Taylor Martino, about this mesh. You talked about the different things happening. You said the pain. Okay, I get that one. You said migration.
That's right.
Like moving from where it's supposed to be?
That's right. So if you were going to have one, a mesh placement near your umbilical area, then it could actually detach from that area and migrate to another part in the body. And this is something that's a fault of the manufacturer. Another thing that we've seen is it could just disintegrate within the body. So you go to the doctor to have this patch placed and it's there, but the mesh fails because of what it's made out of and disintegrates within the body. So then you no longer
go.
Yeah. we don't always know the answer to that.
Wow.
And so another thing that it can do is attach to organs in your body. So there again, that patch there that was protecting your tissue with that organ has then
moved on and found a new home?
Yes.
Oh my gosh.
Another thing that can happen that's one of the more common too is infection. Some people, their bodies just reject the mesh totally as a foreign object, which can cause infections, wounds that won't heal. Also, if the mesh fails, it can be a recurrence in your hernia. And so that would be another surgery to go through.
Numbers of surgeries. Give us just some ballpark stuff. How many How many surgeries are they doing? How many? You said since the 80s.
Yeah. So the products that we're looking at are more current than that.
Okay.
Really more like 2004.
Okay.
To current.
Okay. That's 16 years, man. That's a bunch of time. A lot of people, a lot of surgeries.
That's right. So it's around in America, there's roughly 1 million hernia surgeries a year.
Wow.
So some of these products have been recalled. Some have just been taken off the market. Others are still being used today. But there again, you can still have these symptoms and problems. Just because it hasn't been recalled doesn't mean it might not be an issue.
That's a good point. So this one you would know if you had this surgery, since 2004 to now. And if they're obviously feeling any of these issues you talked about, but even if not, it's worth contacting.
Yes, definitely. So we take a look at the records, the original surgery date, and then anything that's happened after that. So sometimes individuals will go in for what's called a revision, where they may reattach mesh that's been detached. You know, we talked about that earlier.
Mm-hmm.
Or they may put another piece of mesh over that piece, leave it in. Another surgery would be a removal where, it's decided that the mesh just, doesn't need to be there.
Mm-hmm.
It's not functioning. Sometimes it's completely removed and physicians may use a biologic mesh, which is, a different product. But sometimes when it's removed, they'll also put in a replacement mesh, just depending on the individual.
So this, for a lot of people, different versions of this, but it's worth having you look at those records. Y'all can do that and tell us what happened.
Yes, definitely. So the first thing that I do is, get a copy of the records and see what manufacturers at issue. And so once we know what kind of mesh is there, I'm very familiar with the issues symptoms that those particular meshes present, because
right.
Each of them are unique. So we evaluate the claim based on the mesh that was implanted, and then we can also go through the medical history to see what was removed or revised later on and track it from there.
All right. The time is of the essence here?
Yes. There have not been any trials yet in this hernia mesh litigation anywhere here in the country, but we are getting ready. Our first trial group is starting up middle of January of 2021. So anybody that's having some issues, take a look and see if it's a claim we can move forward on.
All right. So somebody would just call Taylor Martino and say, I have the mesh, or they ask for you specifically, Amanda, or what do they do?
Sure, really, either one of those, Sean. They can call and say they're calling about a potential hernia mesh case. They'll be transferred to me. They can call and ask for me. And at that point, I would just find out from them where they had their surgeries, and there's no cost for us to request the records and take a look and
good
then
deal.
See where we can go from there.
All right. Well, Amanda Summerlin, that's who you're going to talk to. I got the education about mesh and mass torts, and you can get her on your side, like all the attorneys at Taylor Martino. Thanks for being here.
Thanks, Sean.
You can reach Taylor Martino Law Firm online, taylormartino.com. No representation is made that legal services performed are greater than the quality of legal services of others.
Update your home by getting it washed by Ultra Wash. One happy client said,
we left Howe with a dingy white house and dirty concrete and came back to a sparkling clean home. I am an attention to detail critic and he passed.
You'll be happy you called Ultra Wash too. They wash concrete, decks, patios, pool areas, and more. Exterior cleaning is their specialty. Don't just get your house washed, get it Ultra Washed. Call 251-366-5291. UltraWashMobile.com.
Is your commercial or industrial roofing system leaking, but it's not quite time to replace it? Give Midwestern Commercial Roofers in Mobile a call. They'll inspect your roof and provide you with a customized, cost-effective repair based on the age and type of roof. Don't let a small leak become a serious, costly repair later. Midwestern Commercial Roofers offer custom-designed full maintenance contracts and are available for emergency service 24/7, taking the worry off of you. Visit mid-westerncommercialroofers.com or call 633-7004.
The Jeff Poor Show.
Joining us now, the majority leader in the State House of Representatives, Nathaniel Ledbetter, joins us.
I like that phone come in.
State Representative Chip Brown joins us.
Thank you. It's great to be with you. I'm excited about your new show down here in Mobile.
State Representative Matt Simpson joins us in the studio. Alabama Secretary of State John Merrill joins us on the line. State Senator David Sessions joins us on the line.
Sharing the best contact list in the business with you, The Jeff Poor Show. Weekdays at 9 on FM Talk 106.5.
talk for both sides of the bay. WAVH FM, Daphne.